It's time for Your Care, Our Mission with the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. And we've got Jody Paper on the line from Springvale. Say the actual title, Springvale.
Springvale Independent Living.
Independent Living. There we go. I know it was abbreviated in my email as SIL, and I'm like, sister-in-law? That can't be right. No. Tell us a little bit about Springvale and about what you do and what the things that are offered there.
So we have, here at Independent Living, it is basically very much like living in an apartment somewhere here in town. You just get a lot of extra amenities with it. We have 39 apartments. They're 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. And we offer a continental breakfast, a hot lunch, weekly housekeeping. We do some activities out here. Basically make it that you can be as independent as you want to be. Or if you do need a little bit of assistance, we could get you some assistance as well.
So it is either independent, completely just an apartment, and there's some activities, or you could have assisted living where you have a nurse that comes in on a daily basis or comes in for most of the day to help with tasks and things like that in case somebody maybe would fall or something like that?
We don't offer the assisted living over here.
Okay.
That is a different facility, but we do, you can get public health or like Unity Point at Home, different nursing facility or different nursing agencies, I guess, to come in if you do need that help.
And if you're an adult child of a parent who you think maybe is starting to possibly need some help or need to be in a place where the upkeep isn't as much, of course, like this time of year, it's lawn mowing, it's, you know, things like that. It's doing stuff out in the garden, it's cleaning the house. And if you realize your parents or your loved ones can't actually handle that anymore, this is the time now to start thinking about that for possibly the fall or the winter.
Correct, yes. Fall and winter is when a lot of people on our waiting list call in and say that they're ready to come in. But I do encourage people more in the summer months, just kind of keep track of, are you able to do your lawn, your yard work, things that you truly want to get out and enjoy. You could do that here without having to do the work of it. We have beautiful landscaping out front and a gazebo and social aspect of just being able to sit and talk to your friends, play cards, those kinds of things without having to do the home maintenance and then wearing yourself out where you can't go and enjoy things.
That's true. And that's something, I'm sure you think about, obviously as people get older in life, driving becomes more of an issue. And now if you're in, say, in Springvale, you don't have to worry about that. You can just walk next door to your neighbor and you can visit and people make friends. And it, like you said, it's a whole community.
Yes, that's correct. We try to label ourselves as a community, not a facility.
I think that's appealing to a lot of people. So what are some things people need to know if they're interested in possibly moving to Springvale? How do they get a hold of you? Where can they find out more information?
Sure. You can contact me out here at the hospital. My direct line is 515-332-4500. And I'd be happy to set up a time for you to come out and look at things, see an apartment, just kind of see what we have out here. There's a lot of people still in town that don't know we are here and are amazed when they come out and see what kind of community we offer out here.
And you're right across from Fairway and Super 8 on Highway 3, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Yep. All right. Right next to the hospital.
Yes, we are connected. Yep.
Which is convenient as well, just because obviously, if you have a fall or anything like that, here you go. You're right there.
Yes.
Right next door. So Jody Paper from Springvale Independent Living, thank you for joining us on Your Care, Our Mission.
Thank you.